It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why was the roster in such bad shape entering this offseason?
You tell me.
he almost said what he... But.
Not doing that one.
Gerard Mayo yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. It's high noon here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. What was he going to say? Go talk to Robert. Got to ask Elliot Wolf about that one.
That's an Elliot Wolf question.
Go track down Bill Belichick. Who's he talking about when he caught himself and then said, ooh, actually... Mm-hmm. Not going to go there. We've been discussing that all day here on Jones and Keefe. Of course, the debut of Drake May as well. It was great, but the Patriots still have a long way to go. So how do they dig out of this, and how did they get here? Something we've been discussing with all your phone calls at 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Bruins, their game last night. We'll get to Kiefer Madness. I think we're going to talk some Jerry Jones and Kiefer Madness.
Yeah,
today, right?
He had a busy morning on his radio show.
I think that'll be worth getting to here today. So that's at 12:45. Stay tuned for it. And right now, as we do every Tier Tuesday, which is also a Tom E. Tuesday with Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston, he's brought to you by D'Angelo's Sandwiches, New England Sandwich Shop, which graciously
delicious
dropped off lunch for us here again today. The text line is shouting out, by the way, Keith, the Thanksgiving sandwich that they have on the menu.
Well, that sounds good, too.
Which might be a good future lunchtime. FlexCar, save thousands with your flexible car lease at FlexCar.com and by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're hearing this, chances are you're less than 20 minutes away from the closest Awaken 180, a once-a-week lunch break, a quick stop on the way from work, minutes away from proven weekly weight loss, Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Tommy Curran, how we doing?
What's going on, boys? How are you?
Very good.
We're doing wonderful. We're very happy to see Drake May out there for his first start. What'd you think?
I thought he was outstanding on a curve. But I said the same thing about Jacoby Brissett 4 weeks ago, Keith. but look, when you go against the Houston Texans team, kind of cold off the bench, that had undressed Josh Allen to the tune of a 9-for-30, 130-yard day the week before, harassed Caleb Williams in the opener with 7 sacks, and you're able to go out there and put together, not just completion-wise, percentage-wise, I thought he'd be closer to 50%, but also to make plays with your feet, take some hits, move around, stay cognizant of what's going on down the field, not look like you're about to pee yourself. It really was encouraging. And I thought he would be better than expected. because I thought a lot of the panic was related to, oh my God, it's going to look like chaos. But he still even looked better than I expected, and I expected him to look kind of competent.
If you look at sort of the supporting cast around Drake May, and I'm talking both on the field and play caller, how would you rank, I guess let's say the three things, offense, Alex Van Pelt, the skill position guys, and the offensive line? Like, which one do you think helps him the most, and which one he needs the most help with?
I think Van Pelt helps him the most. As much as we're having fun treating him as a pinata because of the NFL's, you know, where they rank in the NFL, you know, metrics of production on offense, it's a horrible roster. We continue to look at the sky and be surprised that there's a sun up there. It's a bad roster. So Alex Van Pelt, I think, is the one thing you can look at and say that's helping them. Former quarterback in the league, understands and has developed quarterbacks, is installing a regimen that I think has made Drake May look over the course of time from when he was drafted in April to now. He's miles different. He is way better than he was in April. So Van Pelt's helping him. Secondarily, I think that the skill position players, that it seems as if the Patriots are starting to say, let's get Booty out there, let's get Douglas out there, let's allow him to, meaning May, feature those guys. That helps him second most. And then the offensive line is a massive detriment, and I don't know how anyone could think otherwise.
So let's leave coaching to the side for a moment, although I think coaching does play a large role. Who do you think Mayo was talking about in the clip that we were going with there? He caught himself, and we've kind of narrowed it down, and maybe there are other options. Belichick, where I know Kraft is willing to go. Kraft, Elliott Wolf, like who's he frustrated with when it comes to the roster? Because it sounds like he's frustrated.
Well, obviously, when you don't draft well for going on 12 years, and you haven't drafted an offensive lineman that you gave a second contract to and since 2016 in Michael Wenu, you moved on from Shaq Mason and Joe Tooney for no good reason. You had Trent Brown running around over there on the left side not doing much. You fanned on Isaiah Wynn. Who do you think he's talking about? It's obvious. The person who was in charge of personnel prior to January was Bill Belichick. The roster isn't good. How could it be anybody else other than Bill Belichick?
So why'd they spend the whole offseason re-signing all of Bill's guys, though? Like, that would be the one because thing that leaves me scratching my head.
Sure. No, I love this question because it's mentioned so frequently. Jabril Peppers signed for kind of low money for a good player. Now maybe we know why. Mike Mwenu was the best guard, offensive lineman, actually, on the free agent market, as was Hunter Henry at the tight end spot. So that's three. Ramondre Stevenson, I guess. Maybe kind of an overpay. Same thing with Duggar. But Josh Uche, you got for pennies on the dollar. Who else would you have signed instead? Calvin Ridley, who's bitching like a maniac down in Tennessee? Okay, it's going great there. It'd be awesome to have a $25 million receiver when you can't really even generate anything. This is the kind of thing where you develop and try and make up for the problems that were with the roster prior. But explain to me with the, re-signed all of Bill's guys, what would you have done instead rather than allow Duggar and Peppers to hit free agency or to bump up Barmore, who's probably one of their best defensive players? What would you have done?
So, yeah, Ridley, Tyron Smith, or a bunch of guys we talked about.
Tyron Smith, Jonah Williams.
But all the pending, I'm going to keep talking.
One of the running backs that was out there, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
But all the pending free agents just go so that you're already changing the leadership, changing the coordinators, and now all the continuity that you had with the players who were there, just let them go too and replace them with ...
Well, so even if you put the re-signs aside, does Elliott Wolf get a pass for not bringing in any good players in free agency because, I don't know, like they weren't willing to spend a lot of money or maybe people didn't like the class? Because just going over the list, he didn't bring in any good players.
No, he was horrible.
Right.
It was a horrible performance. And a short-sighted performance, and it was a pee on your leg and tell you it's raining performance with Chukwuma Okorafor. It was embarrassing. But to me, the notion that, well, if the team was so bad, why did they re-sign all the guys that Bill brought in? Well, first of all, that announces how bad the coaching has been over the last 2 or 3 years, which it was. It kind of continues to track on the same wavelength this year so far, but that's understandable. But he did a horrible job in free agency because of the lack of urgency, but also in free agency, and this was interesting, Albert Breer mentioned this, why didn't the Patriots get a tackle? Why didn't they get a wide receiver? Because good players at those positions don't get to free agency anymore. They're either gotten through the draft or through trades. Teams re-sign those guys. So when there's a Devontae Adams or an A.J. Brown or somebody else who switches teams, you're doing it through trade. When you're paying free agency, you're paying a premium for a Calvin Ridley-type player. And he's probably not really as good as you think, but because the market is so small, because the supply is so small, the demand becomes high. So he could have done more, especially on the offensive line. They're going to have to overpay because they're a bad team, and they're going to have to convince guys to come here. And free agency sucks. They have to build a team through, but the only way they're going to do it quickly is through free agency and trades. But draft is always the way to go, but the draft has been blown for several years. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Well, and then this year's draft, obviously way too early to tell. We just got our first start with Drake May, but their second pick was a wide receiver at a position that they have sucked at drafting and developing and all of that. Jalen Polk, on a day where other receivers around him had career days, like Pop Douglas and Kayshon Booty, Jalen Polk did not. He it doesn't seem to be fitting in great thus far. Where do you stand on Polk, and what's your outlook for him for the rest of the season?
I'm stunned that he's this poor. Like, there's no other way to put it. He's been a semi-disaster. I mean, he had a touchdown catch, I believe, in the first game of the season, second game maybe, and since then, just embarrassingly inefficient performances. And he played well in the training camp. That's what I'm driving at, actually. That's why I'm stunned. He looked good in training camp. He was out there with the ones. He got a ton of reps. He looked good in preseason, and this is so far afield from what I expected him to deliver, which is disappointing because I don't know if it's the geography here that just brings in any receiver and they immediately, if they were drafted, cannot play. But to me, it's stunning. And I've always been a fairly big supporter of Kayshon Booty's on-field performance, so I'm glad that he's starting to get more opportunity.
It's time now for Tommy Curran's Flex of the Game. It's presented by FlexCar. You can ditch the dealership and save thousands with FlexCar. What was the Flex of the Game from last week, Tom?
To me, the Flex of the Game was the scramble check down to Hunter Henry, which He ended up with 243 yards, Drake May did, but to find that ability to move, improvise on the run, and throw to guys who, because the play has been extended, have created separation, that to me is a nice flex. And that's something that Jacoby Brissett did in the first couple weeks, but it kind of went away when he said, I don't want to make any mistakes here. I'm going to flip back from the flex of the game, and I want to ask you guys, what's your reaction as I prattle on about the Trump card that people use? Well, if he was so bad, how come they resigned all his players?
Wait, who?
What's your reaction to my – what's your response to my saying –
No, I mean, I don't mind
re-signing a lot of those guys, because I think if you take it case by case, you're like, oh, that makes sense bringing that guy in. But then when all of your best signings / re-signings are just guys from a 4-win team, I think it looks horrible. So I think it's more like, yeah, go ahead and bring back Onwenu and Duggar, but you better get some other players that are coming in here that are going to help the team. But you can't highlight KJ Osborne, Jacoby Brissett, and Austin Hooper. Like, just, that's the real problem.
It's just weird to blame Bill and then bring back the roster from a year ago and then blame the roster from a year ago. That's all. To me, it's odd, and you can bring back all those guys. You just didn't need to stop at bringing back those guys.
Bring other players in.
You could have supplemented.
Well, I think that the guys that you bring back are one thing, but when you blame Bill for the roster, you're also able to look at Isaiah Wynn or N'Keal Harry or, you know, I don't want to say Duke
Mack,
Ross,
Cole Strange.
A long time ago,
yeah, yeah.
Oh,
there's
Williams,
plenty.
All these other guys.
Yep.
I mean, there's two different things. You can say, all right, well, good job with Barmore. We're going to re-sign him. But that doesn't mean it's a sweeping affirmation that Bill did an excellent job. I mean, if you're going to blame him for the roster, you can't just say, well, they re-signed the good ones. How come they didn't re-sign the bad ones?
Yeah.
Because they already got cut, barely played a game.
Fair. And look, I don't think Bill left the roster in good position. It's why I was advocating him for him to be done long before he was done. But when it comes to this blaming Bill thing, there is a shelf life to it. And I just think, you know, you can only do that for so long. Like, I don't know how long... You know,
it ain't even close to the
Mayo and Elliott Wolf and Robert Kraft want to do that for, because this year is about them. I mean, Bill's been gone all year.
Yeah, they're not even close to the expiration date. It took years to get to this point. I'll hammer them and will continue to for the offensive line. It's embarrassing to go in with a straight face saying we did enough, and then by this time you have basically an entire offensive line comprised of practice squad players. That's embarrassing. But to me, the shelf life and the expiration date for Bill being held to account for this roster and the fact that they have Drake May at quarterback right now, because they were the third worst team in the league and they blew up the last quarterback they had in and they made horrendous coaching decisions, that's going to last for years.
Okay, he's Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He joins us every week here on Jones and Keefe. You can check out his latest at NBC Sports Boston in Drake May. The Patriots chose the right guy for a nasty job. You can check him out on Quick Slants tonight, WEEI Afternoons on Thursdays. Tom, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you for the extra babble time.
No problem, Tom. Thank you, sir.
Tom
every
Curran,
any Tuesday.
Joining us here on a Tom E. Tuesday. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.